gonna push you away. Some days people don't see you, feel like you're in the way. Today you feel as everyone hates, pointing their finger, looking at your mistakes. You do good, but they won't pray. No matter what you get.
Welcome back. Am I on the air now?
You are now.
Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment here on KPTX 1480 AM in Phoenix. This is Breakthrough Entertainment's A Dinosaur Show, all in honor of yesterday's release of Jurassic World. This is Live Like a Warrior by Mati Suyaku. Mati Sukoya.
That's easy for you to say.
Mati. It's from Walking with Dinosaurs. No, Walking with Dinosaurs, that came out not last December, I think 2 Decembers ago. Or was it last December?
I don't know. What is that, that live thing where you do those puppets?
No, that's the stage show. But Walking with Dinosaurs, they made a movie out of it. And it's actually pretty entertaining. Kind of kiddish. I don't think that you would necessarily, Eric, kiddish is a religion?
Isn't kiddish a religion?
No, that's...
Sounds like one.
Yeah.
Yiddish.
No.
Yiddish.
Oh, no, Yiddish is a language.
Oh.
No, Land of the Lost. That's the church that Eric went to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Saturday mornings.
The Lost Church.
Lucky Charms.
When you're lost, you're found.
The minister was a leprechaun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
A very short leprechaun.
He had a four-leaf clover.
Oh, that can solve
tricks
all
and
problems.
A shillelagh.
However, this hour is brought to you by Business Owners Tax Relief. Conrad Cogashel, definitely call him and see how you can develop strategies for tax relief at 888-977-8993, 888-977-8993, and back to Joseph J. Erdo.
Exciting. All right, so now we have a special guest right now. I don't know, because Eric's having some computer problems.
I didn't get his name. What's your name, caller?
Sir?
Ma'am? James.
Yeah, James. James, I thought you said something.
James. Hi, James. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Avondale. I was looking forward to winning those tickets.
We gave them away already.
We gave them away.
I know. Eric, the guy that answered the phone, told me. But I'd really like to go. Do you guys give away tickets to Naked Cooking?
Mesa Cooking?
Oh, I've seen that on TV, Naked and Afraid.
Naked Cooking. Do you do that?
Wait a minute. I thought it was Naked and Afraid.
There was a show with two people that were naked who cooked.
Oh, we watched. I saw it the other night.
It's still on?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's very cool. I think this guy he's really one of the stars.
He just did survive. He's trying to reinvigorate the show.
Yeah.
I wish I could be on it.
James, you've got to be careful with the frying pan, though.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
but you can fry up bacon, cook it in the pan.
Do you like
pan?
What is your
sausage?
I like bacon better, than sausage. But that's okay.
All right. We'll find out for you.
We'll find out if we got any extra tickets for you. We'll have to see if we can get a hold of them. And for naked cooking, he didn't. But you'll take the Mesa one as well.
Oh, okay. It sounds great. If you get any, I'll leave my email if it's okay.
Okay, leave it with Eric. And Eric, don't give James my personal phone number. Bobby already has that, and that was a mistake because I get phone calls every day. So and
she
I don't
does
want
really.
Texts. Yeah, I don't want texts from James. No offense, James. You sound like an excellent guy, and good luck with the naked exploits that you.
Really? Okay. Well, I mean, we can cook naked together.
That's
we
okay,
could probably recommend a doctor for you.
That's okay. It's I've already got a wingman. I'm good, I guess.
Okay. His I don't mean a wingman. Huh? Oh. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Yes, email me if you get tickets. I'll
leave
my email with that beautiful man that answered the phone.
I think maybe he's interested in the pterodactyl wings.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, Velociraptor.
All right, the Raptor.
Well, have a nice Rapture. Have a nice Rapture, James. Enjoy.
Mom, did you make the meatloaf?
Okay, good. Okay, thanks.
All right, my dinner's ready.
All right, sounds good. Nice. All right, and we've got an exciting caller on the line from the dinosaur era.
Hi, from the dinosaur era. This is Aunt Bobby. Joseph, do not talk to men like that who talk about nudity, etc. It will twist your... psyche, which is already twisted.
Well, it's not my fault.
It's like a strand of DNA. We don't want to untwist it too much or it'll fall apart.
I've been trying for 31 years.
The recommendation, Joseph, you need to come down to the Ark of Tempe where I am forced to volunteer under slavery ethics. You've got to come here.
You love it. You know it.
Wait. Stop. Joseph, you've got to come here and do a small, short documentary of me dancing through all the beautiful offerings we have here. 50% off on Saturday. The southwest corner of 40th Street and Southern Ark of Tempe. I need to build up a customer base or they will hang me.
And who are you going to vote for? But this is a political commercial.
Okay. Who am I voting for?
Bobby, why has it got to be a short documentary? I mean, you know, honey, nothing about me is short. It's all full length. Okay?
You want me to do a long documentary, Joseph? We could do a 57 Shades of Gray with you.
57? Is that
57?
How old are you, Bobby?
She has to
I can't tell you that,
Joseph. Those extra 7 shades are like the depths of hell.
Wait a minute, Bobby.
No.
Can
but
you keep
will...
up with Joseph, though?
Oh, definitely.
You could keep up with him.
Oh, please, and then some.
And you could finish the finish line.
I could do that. I can outrace, out.
Hey, baby, I'm not talking about racing here.
Hey, baby.
No, it's kind of like ride a horse. No, ride a cowboy.
Ride a horse.
No,
ride a
cowboy.
That'd be talking about me, I think.
Stop. Ride a cowboy and save a horse. I'll show you how it's done. You need to come down to everyone listening. The Ark of Tempe has got 50% off, and it is some cool stuff. Beautiful clothing, designer, glassware, just beautiful, erotic, ecstatic stuff.
I like wearing erotic, just beautiful stuff.
You've done that before?
Is that you?
You've got to call me at home, or we can speak in private.
We've got two callers on the line right now. One is Bobby, and who's the other one, sir?
This is James.
James is calling back. James? James, did you want to talk to Bobby?
Yes, James.
Bobby is the love of my life.
James, you're the love of my life. I know it.
Aww.
We made love in 1945.
No, it was 37 and a half.
Wow! 19,
what?
Sounds like John Holmes.
The greatest love ever.
It's the longest, beautiful. Wasn't it like 57 plus?
It lasted till 1951.
It sounds like Burt Reynolds, the longest yard.
Yes, and didn't you die then? Or do we have to revive you?
Yeah, we revived you.
Getting awkward.
Joseph, give me a call at home so we may speak privately, business wise.
Why didn't you wish Frozen? Did you not hear the first hour of the show?
No,
it's Frozen's birthday.
I was busy. I was carrying out furniture.
Frozen's turning 4 years old today.
4 years old, Frozen?
Yes.
In duck years, that's like 900.
Stop. Listen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Frozen.
Quack, 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 quack.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Why are you guys quacking?
Joseph.
Yeah?
Give me a quacking phone call tonight.
Tonight? What are we going to talk about tonight?
I'll give you the whole agenda when you call. It'll be a surprise.
Bobby, I'll give you a quacking.
Hey, yes, you give me a quacking too, James. Yes. Goodbye. James, you call Joseph and Joseph will call me. Quack, 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 quack. Bye.
Oh, that would be fun.
Love you, boys and girls. Bye.
Wow, Frozen enjoyed that happy birthday song.
Wow, unbelievable.
Impressive.
I like it.
Thank you very much for calling, Bobby, James. We're going to have to, we'll talk about the
and
Saturday
Wendy,
Night
thank
a
you.
Bit. And Wendy, yes. And,
congratulations.
And Dave and Trisha.
Hi,
and,
we're still on.
Oh, we're still on. That's right.
Oh, no, it's a break. Oh, this is Fiddler on the Roof. I love
this
song.
No, this is the score from Richard Band. Pre-hysteria. Pre-hysteria. Talk about, pre-hysteria. This brings me back to my childhood. Did you ever see the Pre-Hysteria trilogy?
No, never.
Little Tiny Dinosaurs.
I've never seen Little Tiny Dinosaurs.
Well, they're making them.
And we'll be right back.